This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by the Bahama South Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, the Delta Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros. Had an ultra perm, the long walk to burn, your bare heels soaked to worn your boots, the game camouflage like army suits, but I can see
more clear because I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm and form the troops. The Wednesday edition of Talking Heads is on and popping right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Wednesday already. Week flying by. Mr. Producer, we going by super fast, eh? Closer we are to the weekend. That's what I'm talking about. But yep. Nonetheless, we're going to get you home the right way, leave your work stress at work. We're going to make the work run, the school run, as fun as we can make it be, and as entertaining as we can. It's Wednesday, so you know we're going to open up the lines, and we got lots to talk about. But before we get there, you know I got to make sure your mind's right. So we got that brain teaser for you, playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner, Mike Rivera, America's funniest teacher. You know him from The View. Very funny individual. Feature comedian is Vien the Comic Doc, all right? Now, he's a doctor and he's a comedian. And if you think I got a funny last name, you need to see his last name. But to all my Filipinos in the 242, you need to come out. Funny Filipino dude, man. Very funny guy. So you definitely want to check that out. You know how it goes at Joker's Bar. Tuesday through Sunday, doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9. We're located between the Carl and the Beach Tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. It is 2-for-1 on all locals. 2-for-1 on all locals, so take advantage of that. And all you need is your vax card or your rapid antigen test, and you are good to go for the show. Here's how you chime in your answers. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open. You can hit me up on a text line powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. You can stream us and take us wherever you want to go. Stream us live, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. We're on cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. So you know how to get it in and you know how to get it on. All right, here's your brain teaser. Boy, I tell you. You millennials, what's going on with y'all? Recent survey of 100 Bahamian millennials, 50 guys, 50 girls. Survey revealed that 26% said they wait over a month before doing this. What is it? That is your mind-bending brain teaser. 26% of the millennials surveyed said that they wait over a month before doing this or changing this. What is it? And I gave you a hint. That's your mind-bending brain teaser. Don't look at me all strange, Mr. Producer. Wait till you see the answer. You got between now and the new top of the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. And for the first text, it said getting into a new relationship. No, that's not it. That sounds like them, though. All right. So as you get your answers in, we shall proceed with today's edition of Talking Heads. And of course, we're going to start it off, as we always do, with your headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock, both locations of Fine Threads, Tarpondale, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Both locations open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Great deals going on right now. And as a matter of fact, definitely want to check them out right now. You get into Fine Threads and you purchase any full-price denim jeans, all right? Any full-price denim jeans or jean outfit, you're going to get the next one of equal or lesser value absolutely free. Also, if you buy one full-price men's suit or a suit package, you're going to get half off of a boy suit. Fine Threads, both locations. Flagship store, Tarpon Hill, Mackey Street, Southwest Tarpon Plaza location. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Remember, you can shop online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations, all right? But like I said, it's all about your headliners today, who are what's making headlines in the 242, all brought to you by Fine Threads. And we look at the pages of the Nassau Guardian, news and views at Madison's 1844, and boom. Jumping out. No end in sight. Story by Jasper Ward. Bahamians urged to conserve as fuel prices remain elevated. Acting Prime Minister Chester Cooper yesterday warned Bahamians that there is no end in sight to high fuel prices. As it relates to consumers, I would simply say to conserve, Cooper told reporters before the weekly cabinet meeting. We anticipate the prices are going to be escalated for the foreseeable future, and we simply have to conserve the way we would use energy otherwise. The one thing I would add, though, is that our government has put in place significant measures into the budget to reduce the cost of living. We hope that those changes that we have made in our policies will trickle down to the pockets directly of the Bahamian people. We are seeing it at the cash register already. Cooper said policies implemented by the government are causing prices to go down for consumers. He said the Davis administration promised to deliver relief to the Bahamians as they grapple with the high cost of living. I told you, we're looking at $10 at the pump, man. By the end of summer, it's going to be $10. But you said, Mr. Producer, you want to over or the under on that one? You want to bet? If you betting people, you think it's going to be 10 and over, or you're going to be 10 and under? What you want, the over or the under? I'm saying it's going over. Let me know how you think and feel on that one, my talking heads. No end in sight to the elevated gas prices, and they could rise even more still. Another big headline popping up in The Guardian today. Also a story by Jasper Ward. Pintard wants answers on BPL fuel charge. Free National Movement leader Michael Pintard yesterday called on Minister of Works and Utilities Alfred Sears to provide an update on the BPL, Bahamas Power and Light's hedging program, and indicate whether the power company will increase its fuel charge. While noting that the opposition is deeply concerned, Pintard pointed to BPL CEO Siobhan Cambridge's assertion in the Tribune that an internal review is underway to determine whether there will be a fuel charge rate increase. Pintard said the situation could have been avoided. The F&M left in place the first ever fuel hedging arrangement for BPL that has led to an unprecedented level of price stability and lower fuel surcharge rates to benefit of the Bahamian households and businesses recovering from the economic ravages of COVID-19 pandemic. The Davis administration was made aware by BPL management and a board from last year, October, regarding the need to extend the fuel hedge to lock in as low as possible a price for the fuel in an environment where fuel prices had started to increase rapidly. The administration twiddled their thumbs and did nothing at the time. So here we are today, after all of that water under the bridge, still staring at high fuel prices. And now in relation to BPL, are we going to see an increase? Are we going to feel it? Is it going to be on our backs again? What say you? All right. Listen, Texter, you and I are on the same page, okay? You and I remember it vividly on this show. We both agreed that in about 2 months, gas would go up by $10. All right? We made that assertion. I'm just saying, I'm doubling down on that now. We almost at $8. The DPM, who's the acting PM right now, said no relief in sight. As prices remain elevated, that means they're elevated and can go up. I'm telling you, you all invest in a pogo stick, a skateboard, a bicycle, a unicycle, a tricycle, a big wheels, something. Hoverboard. Do something. Get something. All of the Texas texting in, all your answers, jean pants, toothbrush, getting a new relationship, changing their sheets, none of that. None of that, none of that, none of that, none of that, none of that. None of that. Not the underwear as well either. Nope, not a new relationship. None of the above. You're Googling hard, though. Boy, I tell you, you're Googling hard. You're Googling hard, 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 hard. Anyway, let's wrap up your headliners. Last headline jumping out on the pages of The Guardian today, story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. And it's a good read. You should check it out, NassauGuardian.com. TheNassauGuardian.com. I apologize. F&M leadership had difficulty getting post-election report. Former Free National Movement Chairman Carl Comer yesterday criticized a recent report completed by a U.S. consultancy firm into the party's election defeat last year, noting that the leadership of the party had difficulty obtaining the report. Comer said the report was never shared with the party's election coordinator, Dr. Nigel Lewis, the former deputy to Peter Turnquest, or himself. It was difficult getting information before, during, and after the election, he said. The present leadership team had difficulty obtaining the report as well. The Nassau Guardian was previously told that the report was paid for with party funds. Comer noted that the report does not indicate who wrote it or how the information was gathered. The report blamed the F&M's September 2021 election defeat on low voter turnout and the party's failure to organize at the constituency and grassroots level, and said former Prime Minister Dr. Huberman is not entirely responsible for the loss. Okay. And then it was leaked on social media last week. Current F&M Chairman Dr. Dwayne Sands said, "We, the F&M leadership team, take note of it, but did not accept it as comprehensive or entirely objective assessment as the facts or indeed as a defining map for the way forward." The post-election report concluded that the party's loss could have been worse had the election been called later. Does this not sound like a document paid for and funded by Minnesites? That's my opinion. It sounds like a makeover attempt for the public appeal and opinion of Dr. Minnis, the former PM, whose public appeal is still horrible, still deplorable. But obviously people have their agendas. Because if you lived through it, you would know that there were a lot of mitigating factors to that. And one major one was the absolute, you know, public appeal and opinion and the PM's demeanor with the press and so on and so forth. Those were all contributing factors. No matter how much you want to try to deny it or spin it or shape it up or smoke and mirror it, it's going to remain the same. All right. None of your answers, boy. Some of these answers are good, but you're still way off base. Chime on in and let me know, you know, how you feel on the headlines that we just discussed. Those are the blazing of the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844. As we do that, we'll slide into the buzz. The buzz all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And John's reminds you, in addition to your fast fashions, your workwear, and all your accessories to go along with, wide selection for men, women, and kids, a great selection of clocks for the big guys. You need to check that out, fellas. Yeah, good luck in line of clocks in there at John's. They now have small home appliances and cookware as well. So be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over on Rosetta today. And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. Well, listen, let's get right to the chase. The buzz is, viral video leaked, very horrific video leaked, of someone that appears to be already deceased in the left lane of traffic on the Paradise Island Bridge going over. And then getting run over by a vehicle. And there's been 50 million stories to this. Just further testimony that one, we are one callous, cold, heinous, bloodthirsty nation when it comes to viral videos. People have no remorse for the dead. No remorse for loss of life. No remorse for the victim. No respect for the dead, for the victim or the family. And you share these videos indiscriminately, and then here come the 50 million fake news spins. I've heard several today that just make me shake my head. Couldn't be further from the truth. Then you got, you know, trying to associate a picture of a panhandler in the States but potentially one of the panhandlers at the foot of the bridge and saying it's a correlation there. Well, maybe you need to use a picture from the Bahamas, not one from the States. We don't have TJ Maxx here in the Bahamas. You don't have lanes like that. You know, people could debunk that in like 2 seconds with a little bit of due diligence. So we got to stop spreading the fake news to sell a fake story just for clicks and likes and hype. And have some respect for the dead and for the families of the dead and for the victim, especially. And again, a lot of these stories are easily debunkable. Oh, I hear it was an 11-year-old child. Sadly, a lot of us were stuck on that bridge last night going home, myself included. And when I passed the unfortunate scene, they'd already had the body covered up. But it appeared to be an adult male. Not an 11-year-old child. But that was the story. And people were actually going back and forth with this. We need to stop. I mean, how cool is it to say, you know, to get a bunch of clicks or likes or shares of people, but where you find this one? What does that really do? Give you a little clout behind a keyboard? But here we are with the victim's family and the victim. You know, again, the whole demise plays out because people are sharing it on video. And at this point, instead, it's out there already. Don't share it anymore. You don't need to see it. It's not a pleasant sight. Because there, but for the grace of God, go you or I. And at the end of the day, nobody wants that to happen to them. Let's check the texts. Naughty, I agree with you. They need to stop liking man and stop recording people and everything that goes on in public. You know, for lack of a better breakdown, I get your point. You keep it real and street and 100 with it. But it's the truth. There's a lot of interest in other people's business, including people who are being like dead. And there's a lot of sensationalism with that. And we're way off base for that. We're way wrong for that. Okay? So, let me know how you feel on that whole situation with the buzz, what's going on right there. And that is The Buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Let's get up into the global warming right now, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, all right, it is true. It is actual. It is factual. All the KFC drive-thrus, Monday through Sunday, open until midnight. Open and frying until midnight. So now you have more time to satisfy those late-night cravings for KFC chicken every night of the week. Last call to get fueled by fried chicken is midnight. KFC Nassau, it is always finger-licking good. And let's jump on in to your global warming, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And listen, I can't tell you a word of lie, right? It's the producer I reading that right now. And in my mind, I'm saying, 1.5 hours that I could slide out of here and slide right across the street. Not even get in the car. Walk right across the street. Get me one to be spicy from the Colonel. A little pregame before Joker's tonight. Lay the foundation. Yes, indeed. Some KFC yolks, feel hard at your boy. I'll be there shortly. Yeah. Spicy keel, spicy leg, slaw. You got it. You got it. You know what's going on. A little corn action. Thank you. So let's jump on in. I need to entertain you guys and entertain myself until 6 p.m. Then I'm going to get my snack on. All right. So a California jury yesterday, found that Bill Cosby sexually assaulted a teen at the Playboy Mansion in 1975 and awarded her $500,000 in damages, delivering the first civil trial victory against the embattled comedian after dozens of women accused him of sexual assault. So we'll see, you know, how far into Bill's jello pudding pop money. Jello pudding. As far as the royalties, he's going to have to fork over. And I think that's the start. And if this, you know, lady who was, you know, victimized in 1975 and assaulted sexually in 75, got $500,000, I guess a lot of them other ladies do stand a chance to get a settlement as well. Elon Musk's son, Xavier, wants nothing more to do with him. After turning 18 earlier this year, he's changing genders and wants to legally change her name to Vivian Jenna Wilson. Good luck with that, Xavier. All the best on your voyage and your journey in life. Glad you found out who and what you want to be in this world. And hey, That's all that matters. Once you're happy, don't worry about Pops. I mean, it's a lot of money walking away from, though. That's what I'm trying to say. I need to maybe, you know, have a little reunion or something. Think it over. Maybe it'll put you in outer space on your own planet or something, and y'all can still work it out. Anyway, let's keep it moving. Average audiences for this year's NBA Finals matchup between the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics were 21% higher than last year's, but still fell short of the event's pre-pandemic numbers. Nielsen reports that an average of 12.32 million people watched the series. Fleetwood Mac keyboardist Brett Tuggle has died at the age of 70. Tuggle was a regular fixture on Fleetwood Mac's tours, playing the keyboard on every single one from 1997 to 2017. Sir Nick Faldo is retiring after 16 years in the booth with CBS Sports and the Golf Channel. Scotty McCreary and his wife Gabby are expecting their first child together. Blake Shelton got a special birthday greeting Saturday night at the Country Summer Music Festival in Santa Rosa, California. He was on stage when his wife, Gwen Stefani, wandered out with a birthday cake and led the crowd in singing Happy Birthday. And that's pretty much it. Yeah. Kellogg's announced that it's splitting into three companies, a cereal maker, a snack maker, and a plant-based food company. Just keep the cereals as they are, and you can have the other two companies. All right? Good luck with that. All right, that's a wrap right there on your Global Woman, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. I'm going to take our first break right here on Talking Heads. On the flip side of the break, I get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. I'm going to open up the lines. Whatever questions you got for me, fire at me. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll get the conversation started. Lots to talk about. Gas. Prices staying elevated. Could go up. You got that heinous viral video just circulating and all the fake news to go along with. What's your intake on that? Lots of other things to talk about. Still, the MP from Long Island remains, you know, entrenched. I am not resigning. I ain't going anywhere. Got that and all the more to talk about on the flip side of the break right here on Talking Heads. Keep it right where you got it.
Style with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. The fine style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care. For every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors, so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend Iced Coffee. Or try our cake batter signature latte, combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. All right, we got a winner. All right, we got a winner. Finally, we got a winner. And let me just go down the list of everybody who chimed in. Not getting into a new relationship. Nope. Not changing the bed sheets. Not changing the bed sheets. Not their toothbrush. Not jean pants. Bath towels. Not washing them or so on and so forth. The actual correct answer, all right? And the person who chimed in with it, last four digits, your number 2648, you need to text me back with all your information. You are my winner. They take a month in between washing their hair. Yeah. They leave it all kapunkled up for a month. I mean, I understand that it's be in some folks' religion and constitution and all of that, but I listen, I can't wait a month to wash my hair. And it takes me, what? In all this heat? For God's sake, man. I'm trying to shower 2-3 times a day. And hold it fresh from top to bottom. How could you wait a month, like, between washing hair? Like what's going on? No wonder some of y'all be tapping y'all head like y'all going out of style. Like y'all trying to beat your brains in. No wonder. You need to wash that hair. And scalp itchy. Yeah. And you know what? I don't care what none of y'all say. There's 26% of y'all out there that fall in that category with your nasty, with your non-hair washing self. Wait a month between washing your hair. My God. Any foolishness like that? Anybody want to refute me? Do we have any, like, wait a month in between washing hair people out there that they tell me your hair in perfect water right now? No itch, no scratch, no nothing? Not even one little tap, tap, pat, pat? Not take the pen one time and scratch? Come on, man. Come on. If there's somebody that goes a month between washing their hair, call me right now. And if you could refute me, I'll take my words back. I'll apologize. I'll shut up. Now I know that ain't gonna happen. It'll continue. Slide right up into the Dunkin' Donuts coffee break because you know I runs on Dunkin'. And listen, all kind of goodness going on at Dunkin', man. Listen. Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin', all right? The butter pecan iced coffee is back. Yes, sir. It's one of my personal favorites. Oh, man. It's good news. This is good news. Now I got to stop to Dunkin' downtown or East Street South when I get off after I go to Kentucky Oaks Field. Yes. Get me a butter pecan iced coffee. They're back, baby. Butter pecan iced coffee is back with the tasty flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with the Dunkin' Original Blend iced coffee. They are all G-double-O-D good. They're waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road, East Street South with the drive-thru. Let me break that down again. Paradise Island. Well, downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brenner Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, pre-clearance, post-clearance at the airport. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. Ample opportunities for you to get on out there, start running on Dunkin'. Now listen, y'all chime in. It's open line. Whatever you want to talk about, fire it in. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or text us, powered by BTC, the text lines, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. All right. Now, I got something that I'm going to put out there. Because I told you I have my relentless mission to combat idiots who are not handicapped or disabled, who continue to park in disabled parking. And double whammy Sammy yesterday. Scene of the crime or the offense? Quality Markets, Cable Beach. I pull in. I spy the first offender. White truck. White pickup truck. And how I noted the offender so easily is because he was parked all crooked in the handicapped spot. He parked totally like kitty corner, all jam up, you know, very nonchalant, very, very bold, considering there was no handicap parking decal in his white Ford F-150 pickup truck, license number AA-1682, white Ford F-150 pickup truck, license AA-1682. So I get to Quality Markets on Cable Beach, all right, right opposite Bay Rock. You know the one I'm talking about. So I go in. I didn't go in for a bunch of things. Didn't take me that long to get what I was getting. As a matter of fact, it was only four items. Bada bing, bada boom, bada bip. I was out. As I exit, I'm still expecting to see the Ford F-150, the white Ford F-150, license plate AA-1682. It is denied oxygen in the womb cell, in the car, around the car, and we could have a conversation. And I could have let him know, you know, I can make you famous. But I didn't get to see him because he was gone. And taking his place, parked as equally jabronified, was now a white, and I want to make sure I get the make of this car correct, was a white Honda Inspire. All right? One of them old joints. Wasn't a brand new boy. All right? But it's white. It's also parked in the same spot as the white Ford F-150, license number AA-1682 was parked in. And this car is parked in here. And this car is doing its thing. License plate number A30320. Just a straight A. A for Asinine Parker. License number 30320. That's your number. White Honda Inspire. It parked in the exact same spot that the white F-150, the Ford F-150, the white one, license number AA-1682, was parked in previously. So in the span of less than 20 minutes, we had two idiots take the same handicapped parking space at Quality Markets on Cable Beach, neither with the decal, neither with a handicapped parking sticker, neither with proper disabled parking up permits, none of the above. So if you know them, please tell them to stop practicing fool. Just because they stupid, that don't make them disabled. That don't make them handicapped. It just makes them stupid. So stop being stupid and inconsiderate, which is also not an excuse to park there, and park in the back like everybody else and need the disabled spots for the disabled persons. So I think that's what they're there for. All right? All right. Naughty, if I go a month without hair washing, it also means they're not the exercising type. Because I'm a male and it's hard not to wash your hair after exercising, especially in the summertime. Thank you, my brother. And you know what they say, cleanliness is next to godliness. You know? That's some swatty hair some people dealing with, man. Swatty! So, yeah. Yes, I agree. Maybe stupidity is a social handicap, but it's not an official handicap listed in any medical journal that would constitute you to get disabled or handicapped parking like real disabled or handicapped people. Now, socially, yeah, we all know they handicapped. That's why we avoid them socially. That's why they park in handicapped parking spots to get attention. I get it. But it's still not an official handicap or disability. So neither they stay their stupid self, inconsiderate self, out of the handicapped parking. It is what it is. Naughty, why they turn these street lights back on by Bay Street and Nassau Street? Traffic is horrendous down here when the lights are on. Makes no sense, man. Listen, I totally agree with you. Because I got caught up in that cluster, you know what, going to Joker's one night. And you know when you know how much time you really have to get to work. If you're a good judge of it and you've been doing it for years, you know, okay, I need 15 minutes to get from point A to point B safely. Half an hour would be all good. 15, I can make it. In a pinch, I could do it in 10. I got caught in one of them 15-minute joints. Where, you know, I got 15. I could do it. Man, look here. That light at Nassau Street was back up past Zavia's almost to the first entrance of Fish Fry. Because people for so long during the pandemic and for whichever, you know, administration didn't take care of the streetlights or whoever had the contract to deal with the streetlights, they didn't decide to take care of it. All right? So, at the end of the day, that light used to flash, bada bing, bada boom, bada bing, bada boom. Just yellow, straight yellow. People got used to it. That allowed people to come out of Nassau Street. Nassau Street would yield sometimes because Bay Street was going. It worked. Even after they added that idiocy light, that idiocy known as the light at the point. Because that's lone lunacy right there. So they got that one there, you know, which is now a little bit of a headache. Because some people don't know if it's flashing yellow, you could keep driving through. Some people stop and be like, okay, wait for this to turn. It's not going to turn red, dum-dum. It's going to stay yellow. So I feel your pain. I feel your pain. But at the end of the day, somebody got the contract, and that light falls in that contract for them to fix or turn on, and now it's turned on. So now that you told me that, I will cut through Chippenham on my way to work tonight, go over the back way, cut Meeting Street, down, you know, the back of Blue Hill, down past Duncan, onto Bay Street, and see you later. Y'all can have your Nassau Street light. Because that is one pain in the you-know-what. Naughty, what is the penalty for parking in a handicapped parking spot? I think it's a $250 ticket, or maybe more. But we need to, you know, we need to... I don't see people getting penalized. I don't see people, you know, getting ticketed. You know? And I'm thinking if the country wants to make some money to the treasury, and the bottom line is important... Get some cops out there on the beat writing tickets for illegal. Get a whole parking unit. You go in certain parts of the states and you park illegally, there's a whole team of parking officers, parking agents. They will put the boot on your car, write you the ticket, stick it on your windshield so you can't take it off. You got to pay your ticket. You got to pay your fine. And God forbid if they tow your car. You got to pay everything before you get that bad boy back. So, yeah. Maybe we need that. Because I found two offenders within 20 minutes. You feel me? Whatever the fine was, if we had that in place, that would have gone right to the treasury. Because you can't deny it. You parked illegally. And in the days of smartphones, you could do your due diligence and get your information. You know? So again, if you see the driver of that white Ford F-150, license number AA1682. Tell him he's a giblet. Oxygen denied in the womb, idiot. Stop being inconsiderate and parking in the handicapped parking. And tell the driver that Honda Inspire, license number AJ0320. I guess that's AJ standing for Ajack. Anyway, you can finish the rest. AJ0320, white Honda Inspire. So next jabroni who parked in a handicapped parking out there at Quality Markets on Cable Beach after the previous idiot did. So the two of y'all, dum-dums, know better, do better. Get your bungie out in the handicapped parking. I'm time for my crew at Safe Ride 242. Big up yourself. Always got it locked and loaded on the ride. I hope you all got locals in the car today. If you got tourists, boy, you know, they may not like me. Maybe they're parking out. They got parking back home, too. Wow. Anyhow, I digress. That's a wrap right there on your Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. All brought to you, of course, by Dunkin' Donuts. Quick commercial break. On the flip side of the break, we'll wrap up the 4 o'clock hour. We'll get you ready for the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. I'm be joined by Earl the Pearl, of course, and the great Pedrini. Peter Rahim will be checking in and chiming in. We'll be talking baseball. off-season NBA, and, of course, off-season NFL in the 5 o'clock hour, all right? Looking forward to that conversation. I will open up the lines. I need to hear from Gardner, man. Gardner, for God's sake, I need to hear from you, brother. Yeah, man, Gardner. I will make sure you are right. That Celtic loss got you, you know, deep in depression. We little worried. Did we do the break already? Are we going to the break? Okay. Listen, let's just go to the break. You upset? I didn't know you didn't wash your hair for a month either. I didn't know you was one of them to take a month to wash your hair, Mr. Producer. I apologize. Didn't mean to mash your corn today. We'll go to the break. On the flip side of the break. But let me get these in, all right? And then, you know, you can just do the break and go right to the news. How about that? Naughty, another light that needs to remain on blinking yellow is the one at Mackey Street and Bar 20. All of Mackey Street flows better when it isn't blinking. I haven't had that experience. I mean, not to say that I disagree with you. And hey, if you say it worked, then yeah, let's leave that one blinking also. I just don't frequent that area, so I haven't gone through it. But hey, if you say it works and it makes Mackey Street flow a lot better, then props to it and let that keep flashing. All right. Another one, Naughty, that caller yesterday with the loud feedback cost me almost run off the road. I was turning on a light and thought the feedback was a police car. Now listen, I understand there was a little feedback, okay? But it didn't sound like a police car. If you said you almost buck up because it sounded like aliens was coming, I could agree with you. Because when I heard it at first, I thought aliens was coming. And then I realized it was feedback. But yeah, so no, that's just you listening bad. You need to get some Q-tips in. Clean them out so you could hear the right thing, so you could be paranoid about the right sound. Because I want you to be parry on the right sound. I don't want you to freak out and think it's police when it's really aliens, or when it's aliens, it's really police, you know? Okay. Now can we go to the break? Yeah, let's go to the break. And then to the news. We'll be back at you right here talking heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. On the flip side of the news, we're talking sports. So buckle up.
Need to satisfy your late-night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late-night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after-dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late-night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall J.L. Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall J.L. Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. No Dunkin's real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at you on the Wednesday edition of Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Let's go to the phone lines real quick before we get into the 5 o'clock hour. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty Not.
Hey, what's going on?
Cool, man. I got a quick storyline, man, because, you know, in sports I see people choose loyalty or royalty.
Okay.
Now, a specific team in the NBA I'm having a very hard time with. That's the Brooklyn Nets. Now, first off, Kyrie Irving, right? He wasn't able to play majority of the games because he wasn't vaccinated. That's his choice. But he just came a pop-up in the playoffs in a couple games before. Now, he doesn't know what he wants to do. It's like they take this business seriously. And also Ben Simmons, he hasn't played one game in the uniform of the Nets. I know he's talking about his mental state and his back, but he is talking about, oh, the Nets doesn't have a winning culture. My bro, how could you say that you didn't even win a game with them? And Durant now is trying to be rowing with Charles Barkley because he is saying that unless Durant goes on a team and be the main guy, his legacy is tainted. I agree. Because when the Golden State Warriors beat him in the finals, in the playoffs, right, sorry, he moved to that team the next season. Now, y'all may talk about LeBron, the GM, LeBum. But before he went to Miami, he brought the Cavaliers against the Spurs. And that team was garbage. He tried his best, but they got swept.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Whoa. Let me put a little pin in you for 1 second.
Okay.
Say what you want about LeBron, the GM. Mm-hmm. Let me just paint the picture of what he's done to the Laker franchise, why I no longer could stomach watching them. And I'm self-imposed Laker exile watching Ja Morant. Mm-hmm. And I'm practicing Ja Morantifarian. Okay?
Yeah.
Because LeBron is a petulant, immature, spoiled superstar who's been hyped since he came out of Akron High School until this very day.
Mm-hmm.
And the changes that he's brought in the NBA, he's softened it and he's weakened it. All because everybody bought into a narrative, this guy's the next great one, and he's failed miserably at achieving that. 4-6 in the finals. Is that albatross around his neck that he will never shake?
And Kareem just laughed.
1 second now, let me finish.
Yeah.
And then add on the fact that he was the original Dream Team ring chaser. His move to Miami only opened up the floodgates and allowed the likes of Kevin Durant to walk down that road because LeBron did it.
But don't forget, the Celtics did it before LeBron, though.
But how did the Celtics do it before LeBron?
They did it because they brought KG and Allen to Boston.
The difference is they won when they did it.
Yeah.
LeBron, 2-2 in Miami. Then he went back to Cleveland. 1-2 in the finals there.
And the Warriors beat him without the run. That's
correct.
You're right.
And then further up to the Lakers situation, piggyback AD to that bubble championship.
Mm-hmm.
But what has he done? He has desecrated the Laker franchise with his wannabe GM maneuvers, posturing for a new coach, making clutch sports lay on everybody to take talent that they don't need to take because they're clutch clients.
I believe they better against LeBron. You know, I said that because ever since he went to Miami, it was like a curse on him. And what he did in order to get Anthony Davis, he had to let go Lonzo Ball. He had to let go Julius Randle. D'Angelo Russell and Brandon Ingram.
There's a saying about the difference between Jordan and LeBron. Mm-hmm. Jordan used to take young players and turn them into all-stars.
Yeah.
LeBron takes young potential all-star or young players and trades them for old washed-up all-stars.
Yeah. And guess what? Everyone he trades for Anthony Davis' career is stellar right now.
Everybody's doing well.
Everyone. So now he wants, man, LeBron, you're right, you know, but naughty. Because he's saying, oh, before I retire, I want to play with Stephen Curry.
Let him go.
I want to play with
him. I so wish.
You don't even know if you're going to have all those seasons left.
Listen, I so wish he would say it and commit that he's.
And being out. He doesn't know much more games we have, yeah? So now it's like he is on a Sega dream chaos simulation game. Because if you doing that, like you running everything, pride comes before fall, you see? And they might say Jordan is the greatest. I still think Kobe is the greatest. You know why? Because Kobe had that mentality, but if my finger sprained, I blame. If my ankle sore, I blame. And we never knew when Kobe was injured. We never knew. And he put his mouth where the game is. So LeBron is like, he's a sensation. But people like Tom Brady and these real Muhammad Ali, who had to put hard time in, trust me, man, Bosch couldn't even finish his career because of that hard or whatever he had. That's a curse because, you know, I say that Dwayne Wade literally took a little chip in his salary just so LeBron could come to the Heat, and LeBron still left him. So that's how it is. I respect people like Nowitzki and Damian Lillard, who stuck with them, even though Lillard ain't got a ring yet. But trust me, if you stand the test of time in all these storms, you will see a safe haven. Bless up.
All right, bro. Thanks for your contributions, man. Always enjoy your passion and always enjoy your, you got your facts and your figures together. Earl the Pearl, I hear you chiming in, man. What's going on, Pearl?
I just won't go one day without talking, but let me, man.
Hey, I didn't bring it up. The caller called in and the caller brought it up.
I got you. But that's good news. None opted in on this 1 year, $5.7 million contract. So that's some good news for the Lakers.
What does that mean for Laker Nation? Are they going to keep him or are they going to trade him?
That's he's trade bait now, I guess. But no talk has been said about that as yet.
I think it makes sense. So if he's healthy, you keep him. He's a good fit at the point.
The Hornets made an offer for Westbrook.
Which was?
They made two offers. They updated it today. I can't remember who they offered.
If it's Rozier and Hayward, I don't have a problem with that. That might cause me to come back to Lakeland a little bit.
I think I heard Rozier's name, but I don't know if I heard Hayward's name.
Well, let's see what happens there, man, because we definitely need, well, the Lakers definitely need to do some things for post-LeBron, because I don't think he's going to sign that extension there, Pearly.
Good afternoon. I have a question there.
Oh, Peter, you here too? We didn't know. Earl, we should have known with all the noise. That was Peter, man.
I was trying to figure out what the background. I figured
it was you. I didn't know Peter chimed in also at the same time. They just told me Earl was on. Man, hey, what's going on, Peter? Raheem, what's happening?
I thought you was on a remote.
Where are you? I'm
coming to you live from Purgatory Park here with the late Harry Carey. No, I'm just kidding. I have a question.
You sound like you're in a lake.
If Hornets will take Westbrook, do we really care what we get in return because we offload the salary?
No, but you don't offload salary.
You try to get some talent in return.
Value. You have to trade good value.
Okay. If let's say follow my thinking here. You guys take Westbrook. Thank you. Give us a couple second round picks. Whatever. Great. Now we get all this money to spend. We can go sign
Peter,
a player to
work
help
like
us.
That. You have to give equal value and money. You can't give it up for 2 second round picks.
If the Lakers wanted to get rid of the money, this is what they'd have to do. Trade Westbrook to a team who'd absorb that contract. Now they're on the hook for that. Now they got that space. If they let the two players that they get in return for Westbrook go. And if they release them, now they have their $47 million. If they decide to keep them, they don't have that salary cap space anymore.
No, they have to. If they trade for them and they release them, they only get a part of that. They will be stuck.
Oh, my God. The nightmare never ends.
So basically, never. It's worth
Trust
taking.
You, that was that easy. They would have done that long time ago.
I'm thinking the last offer I heard from Charlotte, that was probably going to be Rozier, Hayward, and maybe Kelly Oubre or one of those guys, one of those bench pieces. That would have been the three that they would have come to L.A. for Westbrook. Now, if the Lakers look at it like this, you get three players that could actually help you in the lineup. And two of them shoot the ball well. And Hayward went healthy and Rozier. And you got none that just opted in. Now your point guard situation's looking good, and both those guys could shoot the rock. You got Hayward that could play the small forward position, and you got rid of Westbrook. And you still got money to sign a ton of other players because you still got about 7 or 8 bench spots to fill out. If you carry 15, the Lakers only have about 7 people under contract. If you make the trade, if you make
Lakers can only do right now, Lakers can only do veteran minimums.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. But you got enough money to do 8 veteran minimums. Earl, how many veteran minimums will sign up to play with a team that's reloaded? You look at the difference then.
Right. But okay, how about we approach it from the other end of
And 1 second before you get into that, Peter, remember now, Pelinka got a lot of veteran minimums from guys like Malik Monk. And from Nunn and all of that we were surprised and say, wow, he got these dudes at the veteran minimum because they were betting on themselves.
It was anticipated that Monk would have opted out. He would have had a good year, opted out and going to free agent market. He didn't opt in because he was injured. They play all season.
That was Nunn. Now, Monk is a different story. Monk wants to stay in L.A., so we might see Monk back on another veteran's minimum in the $6 to $7 million range.
He's on five. He's right now, he's on a $5.2 million veteran minimum. He's right now going to play his butt off and next year go take free agency to get $10, $15 million. No. Ain't coming with no more veteran million after this year.
He's already gone out there on one and done. But let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Marty, this is Happy. How y'all do?
Hey, what's going on, Happy? What's good with you?
Good, my good. Could y'all do me a favor and don't talk about LeBron at all? I mean, you go and
thank you.
Exile, but Happy. I mean, please, just do it in the playoffs, championship finish. Steph Curry gone, wild, everything else, and you're also talking about LeBron, man. Let LeBron go.
That's naughty, brush.
On the side. If you want to do something in the Lakers, keep Westbrook and get rid of LeBron. Let LeBron walk.
Well, you know that. That's what I already said, Happy, but they didn't want to listen to that.
No, man, they're missing. Westbrook got. Anyway, that's your team. Y'all know what y'all want to do with that. But let LeBron walk, basically, can walk anyhow. If y'all don't believe in a walk, look what happened in Miami.
He out of there, Happy. I agree with you. I'm saying he needs to commit to not signing that extension so we could trade him now and get something for him.
You know, the Cookie Monster and the man who's been next to him in Sesame Street, let him go there. Okay?
Thank God. Yeah, man.
Well, Naughty, isn't he right? I think that's something you said in the previous episode of this show. Let's trade LeBron now
And get
something for him.
Better value.
And then move on, because I was saying a few minutes ago, the other end, if you look at the looking glass from the other end of the looking glass, where, instead of thinking about this year, this upcoming season, let's think about 2023. Who's going to be in the Lakers in 2023? And let's build around that from now. Is AD going to be there? I think he's there, right? Who else is there? But well, how can we help them to win a championship? I think that's the way to think it through. Instead of, hey, what can we do this year? I think we can agree the Lakers aren't going to win a championship this year.
No, they got to try to get better and get back in order with the salary cap and so on and so forth for years to come. They can't be stuck in purgatory after LeBron is gone.
Right. So
it was a business deal for him, so we can't get into debt while he's there, because when he leaves, we got to be able to still compete.
Yes, and I remember what happened. And it was a different sport. I remember in the AFC East, I remember the mindset in Buffalo, the mindset in Miami is, hey, Tom Brady's not going to always be there in Boston. So let's build our franchises for when we think Tom Brady's going to be gone. And that's what they did. Lakers do the same thing. Well, when is LeBron going to be gone? Let's start thinking about that, because that's where we need to be right now, because we can't win with him on the team right now. So let's start thinking about how we can win as soon as he's gone. That You got to be thinking about the future. I think many times, I think, well, the Lakers are where they are now because it was too much thinking about only the present. And that's why we got no draft picks, salary cap hell, aging players. So it's time, like I said, to use this year to do a reset and get our house back in order.
We got all of that to talk about in a little bit, man. We got to get to that, you know, in the Who's In and Who's Out segment, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. That's coming up. But right now, we got to get into the Today in Sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Don't forget happy hour every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7. So be sure to go on out and get your happy hour on out there at Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza, all right? Now, on Today in Sports is obviously Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022. And on this day in 1939, the first U.S. water ski tournament was held at Jones Beach on Long Island in New York. Also in 1939, Joe Louis defeated Max Schmeling in 124 seconds. 1979, former WHA teams, the Edmonton Oilers, Hartford Whalers, Quebec Nordiques, and Winnipeg Jets joined the NHL. The NHL had expanded to 21 teams. 1979, Troy Archer of the New York Giants died in a traffic accident. 1990, Billy Joel became the first rock artist to perform at Yankee Stadium. Which stadium? Yankee Stadium. 1991, Eric Lindros was selected first overall by the Quebec Nordiques at the 1991 NHL entry draft, obviously later traded to the Philadelphia Flyers. 2002, Daryl Kyle, the St. Louis Cardinals, was found dead in his hotel room. That's a picture. Sad story there. 2003, Michelle Wie won her first USGA title at the age of 13. She was the youngest person to win any adult USGA event ever. 2016, the National Hockey League's Board of Governors voted unanimously to expand to 31 teams. An expansion team in Las Vegas was added and planned to begin play in the 2017-2018 season. Sports quote of the day. Well, that's the same one as yesterday, so I'm going to use it. That's the same one by Vince Lombardi. Why did they change the sports history but didn't change the quote? Anyway, that's the wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. All right.
I'll give you a sports quote for today.
What is it?
I am the greatest, by Muhammad Ali.
That's a good one. That was an easy one, too, though.
You thought I was going to say something about the Dodgers, hey?
Yeah, I was waiting for some Tommy to start a quote, to tell you the truth, in all honesty.
I don't have any quotes from Dan Marino. You got a Dan Marino quote in your hip pocket there, Earl?
Hey, Peter, why you don't stop, Peter? Why you don't stop?
Random. My goodness.
But do you have a Dan Marino quote, Earl? No.
He doesn't?
Do you have a refrigerator quote?
A refrigerator Perry quote?
Yeah.
From the Chicago Bears?
Let's see, Refrigerator Perry.
I got a Jim McMahon quote from the Chicago Bears when he played quarterback. I'll have another double shot of Jack.
He was a walking soundbite, of course.
I'll have another double shot of Jack.
Refrigerator Perry. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get me some hot dogs.
He's Googling it. Oh, my goodness, Peter. Really?
Yeah, he's Googling it. Oh, God. He Googled it.
Come on, Peter.
You can't Google it, Peter.
Well, Google it.
Anyway.
I didn't Google it. I'm sitting in my truck.
Let's check out
my. I didn't Google anything, yeah.
Let's check out the home court, the local sports scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And, of course, it is all about the Zesty Whopper at BK. Have your way. Saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor. Flame grilled beef, crispy chicken, or plant-based. And it's waiting on you right now. The Zesty Whopper, that is, at your favorite Burger King location for takeout, drive-through, and delivery with the Craven app. All right, let's check out the local sports scene, fellas. And Peter, you have anything to add? Because I know you were out and about over the weekend. You got any bodybuilding information? I know our guests are rescheduled, but how did he do over the weekend? I know he had his big tournament. He was on the show earlier and said he was going to be performing. How did that go?
It was good. He didn't win, but it was a very good experience. I'll let him tell you about it. He felt that he did well, and I think he did from looking at the scorecard. He did well. We have the, I think it's Ray Minus fight this Saturday coming up. So the down at the boxing gym, in honor of Ray Minus. So that'll be happening this weekend. And then The Nico Bowles has an event coming up next week. I'll have more details about that tomorrow.
All right. So bring us up to snuff.
I don't know. I think the kids flag football wrapped up. So they'll be they're taking a break and they'll be gearing up to start. They have a tournament coming up in
they start that new season in short order, right?
That's right. That's right.
All right. Let's check out swimming. Story by Simba French in today's Guardian. Be sure to check it out. Taylor lowers own national record at Worlds. Bastian wraps up competition. Thompson Higgs swims today and tomorrow. And Bahamian teenage swimming sensation Lamar Taylor lowered his own national record in the 100-meter freestyle yesterday, swimming at the 19th FINA International Swimming Federation World Championships at the Duna Arena in Budapest, Hungary. Taylor was in action as he swam out of lane 2 in heat 6 of that event. The 19-year-old touched the wall in 50.36 seconds, a new national record, to finish third in his heat. He shaved 0.16 seconds off his previous personal best time of 50.52 seconds. That was done at the Bahamas Aquatics Federation National Swimming Championships in June of 2021. Taylor finished 47th out of 88 swimmers. So a good show in there. All right. And we'll keep an eye on him. Obviously, you know, only 19. You got a long way to go with that swimming career, especially at the collegiate level and the Olympic level. So we'll keep an eye on that. All right. What else is going on? In addition to that, we move to track and field. Story by Sheldon Longley. O'Tabor is nominee for FIU Female Athlete of the Year. The accolades continue to pile in for Bahamian throwing sensation Rima O'Tabor. The Florida International FIU Junior Thrower is a nominee for the school's overall Female Athlete of the Year award, and it was announced by the FAU Athletic Department at its annual awards gala, the Blue and Gold Awards Banquet, inside their Student Academic Success Center at the ballroom on the school's campus in Miami, Florida, on Monday. O'Tabor is a favorite for the award, having finished as the school's only All-American first-teamer at the National Collegiate Athletic Association Division I Outdoor Track and Field Championships this year. She won the Conference USA title in the women's javelin for the second year in a row, qualified for the NCAA Outdoor Championships for the second year in a row, and is the school's record holder in the women's javelin with a toss of 56.25 meters. So there you go. Quite, you know, the resume. And that'll be good stuff if she wins it, you know. FIU, good university. Great program. And etch your name in the history books.
Yep.
And listen here, man.
It looks like javelin is growing because we got a couple of young kids coming up.
Yes, sir.
From St. Augustine. Coming up, and I think Milan's coming up doing very well.
You're absolutely right on that there, Pearlie. And we got some more good news. This from basketball. Story also by Sheldon Longley. The Bahamas bounces back to beat Costa Rica, Earl. The Bahamas under 15 boys national basketball team has rebounded from three tough losses at the FIBA championships. I said yesterday the best two chances of victory was against Costa Rica and Cayman. And sure enough, they came up and they got it done yesterday. They won Costa Rica. They beat them 94-57. So they unleashed a good Bahamian cut skin on them. I think they're a little frustrated from the previous first three losses. But 94-57, wire to wire, led from start to finish is quite impressive. Wouldn't you say, Pearlie?
Excellent. Good stuff. I'm impressed with that. Very good. We got Turks next week.
You got Turks up next. And Joshua Williams is strong for the Bahamas. Scored a game-high 18 points, shooting 7 of 12. Desmond Hall added 14 points on 5 of 9 shooting. And Trevon Clark gave the country three players in double figures with 13 points on 4 of 9 shooting. Josafat Cedeño led Costa Rica with 16 points on 7 for 11 shooting. He was their only player in double figures. Team Bahamas forced 29 turnovers, out-rebounded their opponents 53-46, shared the ball battle with 23 more assists compared to just 15 to the Costa Ricans, and outscored them 56-32 in the paint and 24-13 in fast break points. In bench points, the Bahamas outscored the Costa Ricans 40-21. All right, so it's a good rebound game. The kids showed some moxie coming back and winning. So my hat's off to them, the whole coaching staff, and let's see what they could do against Cayman, you know?
We're not Turks.
Turks, my bad, not Cayman. Turks.
We can't let our juniors beat us. We got to beat up on them.
All right. Somebody sent me a great sports quote right here, man. Yes. Naughty, you want a good sports quote? Here's one. Success isn't permanent and failure isn't fatal. Coach Mike Ditka. That's a pretty good one right there.
Yeah, I like that.
Is on Dallas Cowboy and Chicago
Bears. Man, happy. We did a whole breakdown on the Nationals yesterday. And we talked to Gary Matthews yesterday, the Sarge. I got to get you the link to hear it if you missed it yesterday, man. We had a great conversation on that.
Yeah,
and
we
on
did.
The Babe Ruth coming to town in short order, July 7th through the 11th.
7th, great day. Can't forget that day, July 7th.
Yeah, we'll never forget that day because Earl will never let us forget it.
Nope, can't let you.
So,
Earl, it's a milestone this year, you know. It's a milestone this year.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break right now on Talking Heads, our first break on the sports segment. And on the flip side of the break, we'll get into, our who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Truth. We got lots to talk about, too. We got some Major League Baseball news. We got some NFL offseason news. We got some NBA offseason news. Some trade rumors swirling. We can pick that conversation back up. All on the flip side of the break, right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, right after the break.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper Collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled Go Zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is. Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Need to satisfy your late night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late-night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after-dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late-night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
We'll be right back. back at you, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And we continue right now. We got to get into the Who's In and Who's Out segment. Peter Rahim will join us again tomorrow, man. He had to cut out. He had some technical difficulties with the Zoom, so he'll chime back in tomorrow. Earl the Pearl, we got Who's In and Who's Out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros, home of the original Bahamian gyros like jerk chicken, cracked lobster, cracked conch, barbecue salmon, grilled veggies. And don't forget that jerk chicken salad as well as those tropical bowls, all right? Those gyro bowls. You definitely want to check them out as well. All right, now, it's only 5:35. You know, they close at 6. They're right there on Mackey and Rosetta. So if you're in that area passing, let them hook it up for you tonight, man. Tropical Gyros, you'll definitely love yourself
for
it.
You've been promising me now for a week, right? And it's more than a week, but 3-4 weeks. But I ain't got no more to say. Let's go on. Carry on.
You know what time I used to be on there. You know what time I used to come here. You could have had me before that. Me could go to Tropical Gyros, you know. Your face good. Use the dolphin fine. You walk in there, let them know you use Earl the Pearl.
You have to pass me to get to your place of employment. You have to pass me.
Not technically, I don't have to pass you to get to my place of employment.
It may not be close pass, but you have to pass me.
Okay, see, now you want to broaden it now. Now you want to move the goalpost. Anyway, I can get you your Tropical Gyros, man. We had to throw lowness, you know.
Lamb.
We had to throw lowness, you know.
No onions.
Okay, what else? You ain't telling me which one. I bring you to Tropical Gyros so you can have the experience, okay?
Okay.
And then you experience it, then you can say what you want or you don't want moving forward. And I guarantee you can say, don't change a thing.
Just no onions. Other than that, you don't change a thing.
All right, fine. You ain't want you want no onion bread. I get it. I get it. I'm trying to impress somebody.
You know, you're
trying somebody.
Don't say the words.
And yeah, I can leave it. I got definitely, and I don't mean to sound like a jerk when I say this, but definitely who's out right now. Sad news breaking from the NFL. Tony Siragusa, Super Bowl champion with the Ravens and former sideline analyst, has died at the age of 55. Siragusa, the former nose tackle who played 12 NFL seasons with Indianapolis and Baltimore from 1990 to 2001, died Wednesday at the age of 55, the Ravens announced. Known for a personality even larger than his listed 6'3", 330-pound stature, Siragusa went from undrafted defensive lineman to NFL fixture. He found his footing in Indianapolis, where he played in 96 games over 7 seasons, recording 405 tackles, 16.5 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, and 5 fumble recoveries. But he truly made his mark as a member of the Baltimore Ravens, tallying 159 tackles, 5.5 sacks, 1 forced fumble, and 4 fumble recoveries, and winning a Super Bowl in the 2000 season before becoming a fan favorite as a star of the first ever Hard Knocks series in 2001. There's no one like Goose, former Ravens coach Brian Billick said in a statement, a warrior on the field and a team unifier with a giving, generous heart who helped teammates and the community more than most people know. We would not have won the Super Bowl without him. This is such stunning and sad news, and our hearts go out to Kathy and the Siragusa family.
I remember him.
And he was a great announcer, too. Great NFL analyst, too.
I remember him. I remember as a player with Baltimore, too.
Yeah, he was quite likable and affable, and fans liked him and players liked him. And so, yeah, very, very sad to hear Big Goose gone, Siragusa gone.
May he rest in peace.
So that's what we're starting it off with today, with some sad news out of the NFL. Got some more sad news, Baltimore related as well. Young linebacker Jalen Ferguson, dead at 26. Also out of Baltimore. Baltimore Ravens linebacker Jalen Ferguson died at 26 years old, the team announced Wednesday morning. We are profoundly saddened by the tragic passing, and the club said in a statement. He was a kind, respectful young man with a big smile and infectious personality. We express our heartfelt condolences to Jalen's family and friends as we mourn a life lost much too soon. Now, apparently, Baltimore police responded to a home in the 400 block of Ilchester Avenue in Baltimore for a report of a questionable death at around 11:25 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday evening, and found an unresponsive Ferguson being treated by paramedics. A Baltimore police spokesperson confirmed to the NFL.com Ferguson never regained consciousness and was pronounced dead on the scene by the medics. No signs of trauma were found, and foul play is not suspected at this time. So,
wow.
Very, very deep situation there. Very tragic.
Aneurysm.
He was a third pick out of Louisiana Tech in 2019. He played in 38 games for the Ravens, had 10 starts and 67 tackles and 4.5 sacks over the three seasons. So another young one gone. Lost about three or four young NFL players this year.
They admitted didn't know.
Well, we got to see what's going on because it doesn't sound like suicide and it doesn't sound like foul play. So we got to see, you know?
Yeah. Probably had a heart ailment and didn't know.
All right.
That's usually what it is. Yeah.
Now we look at Dalvin Cook is not making new noise. And he says, I'm proud of myself as being the last bell cow running back in the NFL. Is Dalvin Cook the last bell cow running back in the NFL?
I don't know. Everybody got some statement to make but themselves. You got to make people go fact check them and all that stuff, man. Ugh.
We have an update. We have an update, Earl. Breaking news. And I called it. And I got to thank, the program director for getting to me right away. Appreciate it. From Guaraba, Puerto Rico, fresh in Group A, defeated the Turks and Caicos Islands 79-56. So they ended up winning two straight. They lost their first three games, but won the last two.
So they finished fourth place then, probably.
Probably in an impressive fashion. The last two games were won. This one by 23, the other one by 30-something. So, yeah, way to come back and end on a strong note after getting absolutely housed the first couple of games. That shows me some resiliency and some moxie.
They probably finally got comfortable and relaxed and all that stuff. And you know, first three games probably was a oxymoron. Let's go with that.
Oh, Lord. That Raven star probably took the mRNA vaccine.
Oh, come on. Really?
That's what some Texas think.
25-year-old. Okay. 26-year-old. Okay.
Now, is Dalvin Cook like the premier bell cow back in the NFL? Is he like the best one left that takes up that role? Or is it still Derrick Henry? I mean, people throw an Aaron Jones in that conversation. You could actually put Ezekiel Elliott in that conversation, even though he's been on the decline. I mean,
then you might as well go with Barkley as well, do
that. Barkley been hurt way more than Zeke, bro. He's been hurt two seasons. You forget that now. Yeah. The Achilles and the knee. Cook was hurt one of these years too, but I mean, I don't know. I'd put McCaffrey in it too for a brief minute, but I guess injuries would probably eliminate him as well too.
I like Aaron Jones, though.
Aaron Jones is a solid back for Green Bay, but I think that's going to be a huge...
What guy from the Colts name?
You're talking about Taylor. Jonathan Taylor. Yeah. That's a different subject altogether. He might be the best bell cow for real.
Yeah.
That might be your number one bell cow back right there with a Cook in second.
Yeah.
That's a very, very good point you raised right there. All right. We're going to take our second break.
The Blue Moon, they come up with a good point.
We're going to take our second break right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. On the flip side of the break, we'll be back to talk some more NFL, some NBA, some Major League Baseball, who's playing tonight. And, of course, you got to keep – he's the leading vote getter right now at second base for the All-Star game. Don't stop. You just got to keep voting now. Because now baseball purists are going to realize, wait a minute, my guy is not going to be at second. We got to vote for our guy. We can't have the Bahamian kid get there. Well, we got to make sure he does. So we just got to vote. All right, so go to MajorLeagueBaseball.com, rock the vote for Jazz Chisholm. Vote five times. You're allowed five times a day to vote. Do it every day. Get family members to do it and so on and so forth. You need to see Jazz starting at second base in the All-Star game. Further proof, 242 to the world. We'll be back at you on the flip side of the break right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Get ready for more with the new Tomato Pesto Grilled Cheese Sandwich at Dunkin'. More delicious ingredients and more vibrant new flavors, so you can get more out of every moment. The Dunkin' Tomato Pesto Grilled Cheese Sandwich features oven-roasted tomatoes, pesto spread, and melted cheddar cheese, sandwiched between authentic toasted sourdough bread. For flavors that are bold and bright, the Dunkin' Tomato Pesto Grilled Cheese Sandwich is tomato pesto perfection. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Hey, Dumps, the boys, them going on a bad trip, dog. Partying and hanging on the family island.
You lying?
I'm telling you, Dumps. Hey, but since only enough money for one plane ticket, one of us got to fit in that bag.
But look who's fit inside the bag, then, T.
Well, I was thinking with the perpendicularity of the bag and the spatial structure of your body, you could have just hopped in it right quick.
But, T.
I know, Dumps, it's kind of small, but I can slap one handle with care sticker on the bag.
No, T, I'm trying to tell you, the promotion says two fly free. That means two people could go.
Two?
Two.
I told it. I can take this gal, eh?
Grab your friends and head to the family islands. With the two fly free campaign, there's no better time than now. Go to BahamasResidents.com for more information.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be experienced. You want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the truth.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Printmasters. Printmasters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services. Masters. Call 302-2361, 302-2361, or visit us at the Nassau Guardian Building in Oaksfield. Print with the best. Print with Printmasters.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Need to satisfy your late night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after dark satisfaction. That fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
Back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Down the home stretch, become 5:50 p.m. is the time. And let's have a look at baseball. Pearly, what your Dodgers doing tonight, man? We got Pearly there or Pearly going?
Sorry, Edmund. Sorry about that.
We should handle
Cincinnati tonight. We throw an Anderson. Remember, he went 8 1/3 with almost no hit. Last time he pitched, so he... This is our best two pitches, 4 and 5. Number 4 and 5. They're pitching well. We got them tonight.
Well, you got games going on right now. You got the Mets at Houston. Houston's up 5-3 on the Mets. Toronto Blue Jays taking on the Chicago White Sox. They're up at 9-5. But actually, I think both of those games have gone final. So Houston knocked off the Mets 5-3. Toronto took care of the White Sox 9-5.
Yeah, they're final. Yeah.
In the fifth inning right now, Philadelphia and Texas, no score.
No, 3-2. 3-2? 3-2 top of the fifth.
All
right. Texas leading 3-2. And the Padres leading the Diamondbacks 6-1 in the bottom of the fifth.
All right, on deck, your Dodgers take on Cincinnati at 6:40. Colorado takes on the Miami Marlins at 6:40. Washington takes on the Baltimore Orioles, 7:05. The Chicago Cubs take on the Pittsburgh Pirates at 7:05. The Detroit Tigers take on the Boston Red Sox at 7. Yankees at the Tampa Bay Rays at 7:10 also. San Francisco Giants at the Atlanta Braves at 7:20. That should be a good game.
Yeah.
The Cleveland Guardians take on the Minnesota Twins at 7:40. St. Louis Cardinals take on the Milwaukee Brewers at 8:10. Seattle Mariners take on the A's at 9:40. And the Kansas City Royals take on the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim at 9:49. That's all on tap for today. So a full lineup of Major League Baseball, which you can get in and get on and watch if you're a baseball aficionado. Lots of baseball to watch today.
And, you know, of course, game 4 of the Stanley Cup is today. When this Tampa Bay Lightning team, they got demolished in game 1 and 2. Came back in game 3 and played well. So I have a feeling they can tie it up 2-2 tonight.
They're very resilient, Earl. They're very resilient now. That's a team with a lot of moxie.
Two-time defending champs. They know how to win. They was down to the Rangers. They came back. I pick Avalanche to win it. But I don't know now. I get a very scary feeling. If Tampa Bay pulls it off tonight, you have a whole different thing.
If Tampa Bay pulls it off tonight, you definitely got a whole different thing to look at.
You want me to vote for Judge A? I can give Judge my vote today.
Oh, thank you, man. I go give one to Mookie later, okay?
You know I give my whole outfield my vote, huh?
I know that. You vote. You got 5 votes. That's for 5 Dodgers.
I give Trout my vote in Bodego.
NBA news. You got the draft coming up
tomorrow. Yeah,
and
I haven't paid any attention because the Lakers don't have a pick. So it doesn't matter to me, really.
Well, the latest buzz on the picks right now, they have the number one pick right now, approaching the lottery, is becoming more and more locked in, especially at the top. The updated top 3, Jabari Smith is still looking like the pick for the Magic at number 1.
Yeah, I'm hearing that.
Then at number 2, that leaves Houston, and they're going to take the best player left, which appears to be Duke's Paolo Banchero.
Where he's from? Somewhere in South America?
Brazil. Jaden Ivey continues to look like a lock as the number 4 pick to the Kings. So... I think, you know.
They don't know that because the King's talking to some people right now. So that could do something different.
Yeah. Chet Holmgren is in there as well, too, from Gonzaga. He's in that conversation as well.
Yeah. He should go 3rd.
Excuse me. But, yeah, you got a lot to keep an eye on. Also, you got Benedict Mathurin. Keep an eye on him. Jeremy Sochan. Keep an eye on him. Dyson Daniels is another one to keep an eye on, along with Keegan Murray. All right, those are some of the top picks that you should keep your eyes on. But the top, here's the mock draft. Everybody projecting Jabari Smith to go to the Magic, Chet Holmgren to go to the Thunder, Paolo Banchero to the Rockets, Jaden Ivey to the Kings, Keegan Murray to the Pistons, Benedict Mathurin to the Pacers, Dyson Daniels to the Blazers, Pelicans, Jalen Duren to the Spurs, Johnny Davis to the Wizards, AJ Griffin to the Knicks, Usame Dieng to the Thunder, or Jeremy Sochan at that number 12 spot. The Hornets like Mark Williams, and the Cavaliers have Ochai Agbaji. So, yeah, a lot of talented players there, a lot of Euros, a lot of overseas players. as well as NCAA products. So should be an interesting draft there, Pearly.
I think it should be. I'll watch it. You know, I'll watch it. See what happens.
You'll watch anything sports related.
They got this kid. They got one kid comparing him to Ja right now. So he got this. He said, "Don't think we got a Ja. His wingspan is a little more."
He got the cojones, the Ja Morant got.
Well, they're comparing them. We'll see.
They can compare plenty. Only one Ja. I'll tell you that right now.
Like it was only one Kobe. I know.
Like sisters say, no other like Ja. Be wise and recognize. You know? No other.
I got you.
Like Ja Morant. No. And I see Safe Ride chiming in, Knowledge chiming in. What brunt sexuality you chiming in with right now on this? All right. Okay, never mind. Okay. I thought he was sending in some brunt sexuality. No, it's actually...
Yeah, but we're trying, let's not talk for...
No, he's actually saying, good show. You and Pearly do sound like Bill Bourne and Kornheiser. And I agree. All right. So, you got a minute to wrap. What you got to wrap with? Because my producer's giving me the thumbs up signs for the news.
I'm only, I got a neighbor next door who's a very Paul Major, who's a big Yankee fan, and he keep rubbing it in just like you. I tell him, let's talk in October. We can have a pity party for y'all in October. We can watch the World Series together. Either if we can at least watch one game in New York.
You pulling hard, you know. You pulling hard, you know. You pulling dead hard. You know that already, right?
I'm pulling hard.
You June and you in full blown playoff pull, boy.
Not yet. No. I'm just enjoying baseball. I get into the dog days of summer in August. Then I really wear.
You better watch them San Diego Padres. Good for them.
They can finish third.
Third where?
Third. Watch.
Behind
watch.
Who?
The Giants and the Dodgers. The Dodgers and the Giants. Let's get it straight.
No, sir. Your Freudian slip came out. The Giants and the Dodgers. You called it. That's how the division began.
Nice coming up, but I didn't
you're
like
my,
that.
You all might make the wild card.
Second Giants, first Dodgers, or first Dodgers, second Giants, third Padres. That's it. You know, Freudian switch here. Let's slip here.
Okay. Anyway, go enjoy your what you watching tonight? You're watching Dodgers at 6:40, right? In 40 minutes, you're watching the Dodgers.
I can slip and watch a piece of hockey.
You better slip and watch a piece of that Yankee game, too. See greatness
I can slip over there and see what's going on. And then I end up keeping it on MLB Network all night anyway.
I know you watch Yankee baseball for one reason. You sit there in the dark and watch Yankee baseball and fantasize about a couple of our players being in Dodger blue. I know. See, silence is consent.
I watch Yankee baseball and see how y'all gonna let Aaron Judge be the starting left fielder for the Dodgers next year. That's what I watch it.
See, you praying for that? Never see.
No. We praying for that. We got a young kid there, but if Judge available, come on, let's go. You can't get around us.
All right, you know what? You sound hungry. You sound like you need something to eat. Sound like it's dinner time because you're talking out your head
Actually,
now.
I'm heading right now to go get a bite to eat.
All right, well, good. Enjoy it, man, and we'll talk tomorrow, Pearly. Be safe out on the road, man. All right.
Bless my brother.
All right, and for Peter Rahim, who chimed in, and everybody who called in earlier, all my talking heads who chimed in, and everybody who blew up the text lines, man, y'all have a great Wednesday, and we will see you right here tomorrow for the Thursday edition of Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Be good, Bahamas, and if you can't be good at it.
Be careful.